Welcome to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by DoItAllInTheMall.com and to all listeners worldwide. But a special welcome to our first-time listeners. This is your hostess, Reverend Carolyn McCullough from Spread the Word Ministry in Arlington, Texas. All of the entrepreneurs can be found under the client section on the homepage of DoItAllInTheMall.com. Owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier in Yakima, Washington, and it is a safe and secure 24-hour shopping mall of over 5,000 stores, which has been in business for over 13 years and has all your needs. You can visit the site and shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of wherever you may be. You can make a difference nationwide and worldwide. Visit, take a tour, and shop. Today is Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. Welcome to Wednesday Bible Study on the topic, The Different Faces of a Blessing, coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Please join in the Bible study conversation by calling into 845-241-9985. Again, this is your host, Reverend Carolyn McCullough from Arlington, Texas, and you're listening to Let's Do It Radio, which can be found on the homepage of DoItInTheMall.com, the only place where you can shop for anything you need securely online 24/7 and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of your home. Shop through DoItAllInTheMall.com, where you can find all your religious items, Bibles in all languages, religious charms, religious T-shirts, and religious gifts, shops with anointing oils, and memorial shops with more shops to come in the religious section of DoItAllInTheMall.com. If you have a religious product that you would like to promote, fill out a contact form on the homepage of DoItAllInTheMall.com. We do not own the rights to any of the music you hear during the show today. And at this time, we're going to listen to a song called Lord, You've Been Blessing Me by Reed's Temple Choir. So listen now and be encouraged as you focus on what the words of the song is saying.
Yeah.
join us in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in our hearts. We come to you with praises in our hearts and on our lips. We come to you just to say we are grateful for another opportunity to be in your presence, oh God. So we come asking your forgiveness of our sins and ask that you would make within each of us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Lord, as we look at your word tonight, we pray that you will bless those who are leading us tonight, Reverend Rodney, Reverend Carolyn, and all who are listening. And then we ask that you will help us to be able to look at how there are many different faces of a blessing, oh God, as you taught your disciples during their time with you on the mountaintop, oh God. So we thank you now, and we bless your name. And we ask you, oh God, to look after Morris Cowbray Jr. right now, oh God. Lord, we ask that you mend his heart in the name of Jesus. Heal him rapidly, oh God, as he deals with his surgery. We thank you, oh God, for him, and we pray for all who are healing now. We lift up Pastor Chris Nichols, who is one of the favorites of Let's Do It Radio. We lift up Reverend Clarence Nichols, who also is. We thank you. We lift up Sister Lanae Harden. And we pray, oh God, for our brothers and sisters who are in dealing with all of the issues with the Taliban, oh God. We thank you now for them in Afghanistan. And we pray their safety. We ask, oh God, that you will help us to be able to continue praying for our brothers and sisters. And even as I heard today that there may be a hit out on 229 missionaries who are in Iraq, oh God, I pray that you will bless them, that you will save the hands of those who are intending to kill people in an evil way, oh Lord. So be with them. And I pray that you will honor them in knowing who you are, oh God, and that they will come to know you, because even if they lose their lives in doing something in your name, we know that they will still live forever. So we thank you for what you're doing, and we pray that as we receive other prayer requests during this time of gathering and study, oh God, that you will put all of the prayer requests before us and that you will be swift to hear and answer. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Let's Do It Radio. We thank you for Do It All in the Mall. We thank you for every partner who has a show on Let's Do It Radio. We pray for Miss Inez, and we pray, oh God, her safety as she's traveling. For Sharon Frazier, who is leading us in this effort, oh God, and we ask that you continue to lead her down the right path of righteousness. And we thank you now. We lift up Reverend Rodney, and we ask that you will continue to be with him. Then we lift up all of the partners and ministers and affiliates with Spread the Word Ministries. In the name of Jesus, bless us all. And we know that you have already blessed us. So we're just asking that you continue to be with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, O Lord, and let everyone say along with me, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to pass the phone to Reverend Rodney, who will lead us in a quick review and move us through.
Amen. Amen. I pray that anyone is well on this internet video broadcast, so country hard podcast, whatever they want to call it. We got all kinds of different names for it. I hope I can be heard. Can you all hear me? Somebody say amen if you can hear me clearly.
Amen.
Anybody?
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
A little louder.
Thank you. Thank you. A little louder. A little louder. Thank you. I always want to make sure that I can be heard. Always want to make sure that I can be heard. Again, we greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. We are blessed when we come, and we are blessed when we go. God said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Bless me indeed, another songwriter said, enlarge my territory. When we went, now this is not scripture, but we say it all of the time, when praises goes up, blessings come down. You won't find it in the Bible, but we often say that. And I heard another songwriter say, I'm next in line. I'm next in line for a blessing. Joseph wrestled all night long. He says, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. We just got finished listening to Lord, 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 you've been blessing me. I can tell the world. Yeah, I can tell the world that I'm blessed. So we're studying when we met last. We are still talking about the big title is Lessons from the Sermon on the Mount. And for the next few gatherings, we will be looking at Matthew 5, 6, and 7, those chapters where Jesus taught his disciples. He said he went up a mountain. I always like to think he's sitting on the backside of a dusty mountain. But he went up to the mountain, and he taught his disciples. And so we'll be looking at those chapters. It starts out, our teaching starts out with different faces of blessing. Lord, we pray now that the words of our mouth, and the meditation of our heart, that it be acceptable in your sight. For you are all of our strength, and you are our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Now, anytime anyone want to interject anything, you are welcome to. We're going to review. We went through the first six verses of chapter 5 on our last gathering, and we'll pick up at chapter verse 6 and go to the conclusion, which should be around verse number 12 on this afternoon. So we began the last time we gathered, we began with the discussion about what does faith look like? What does faith look like? And we talked about faith shows up in our life experience, the places that life takes us, and then God brings us out of these difficult places or whatever the place might be. Those are our faith stories. Our faith stories will be different. God may have brought us out of the same situation, but yet our faith stories are different. Faith is what God requires of us. We cannot please God without what? You cannot please God without faith. Then we talked about what does a blessing look like? Had a brief discussion about that. I mentioned the last time we gathered that one person's trash may be another person's treasure. One person's trash may be another person's treasure. A lot of money might be a blessing to one person, and a lot of money might be a curse to another person. So what does a blessing look like? Blessings are the things that God gives and does for us because God loves us. And a blessing may take on the face. And then I gave some examples, and I'm going to go through them quickly before we move on. A blessing may take on the face of an angry child who has been praying. A blessing may take the face of an angry child who you have been praying for, and one day that child stands up and proclaims Jesus Christ as their Savior. That could be a blessing. A blessing can also take the face of a backslidden spouse who you have been praying for, and one day they realize that they are lost, and they return to the Lord. That's a blessing. A blessing may take on the face of a cold-hearted supervisor who you have been praying for. And when you get to work on Monday, you realize that he or she gave their life to Christ on Sunday. That's a blessing. Yet another face of a blessing may look like a deliverance from anger, deliverance from bitterness, a deliverance from carefree living, a deliverance from drugs, a deliverance from alcohol, a deliverance from lying, a deliverance from cheating, a deliverance from laziness, a deliverance from procrastination, a deliverance from overeating. And the list, somebody used to say, and the beat goes on. Amen. And the list goes on. So we are looking at what Jesus and how Jesus taught his disciples. Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. There's also these first 10, 12 verses of chapter 5 has been called the Beatitudes. Verse number 1, and I'll read it as we move forward quickly. Seeing the crowd, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. Verse number 2 says, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them. First thing he said was, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit indicates a need or lack, and God wants us to be dependent on God. Then verse number 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. When we mourn for many different reasons. Samuel mourned for Saul, but Bathsheba mourned for her husband when I think it was Uriah had him killed. Her husband was Uriah. David mourned for his son. The disciples mourned for Jesus. If we go back up to why Bathsheba mourned, David had Bathsheba's husband killed. Am I right, Reverend? All right. We want to make sure we give out the right information. Uriah. If you are mourning today, the face of a blessing might look like comfort to you. How does God's comfort look? God's comfort looked like the finger of God. God's comfort looked like the finger of Jesus drying up your tears. God's comfort looked like the hand of Jesus that catches you when we let go of our problems. God's comfort looks like the arms of Jesus that holds us when we are hurting. How does God's comfort look? God's comfort looks like the shoulders of God that carries us when we are weak. How many know that God carries you when you are weak? And all of us have heard or have been reminded of the footsteps in the sand. Well, Lord, during my most difficult days, I only saw one set of footprints. We'll be all right. God's comfort looked like the blood of Jesus washing away all of our sins. Then we move on to verse number 5, and we almost to where we can begin our discussion once we get into verse number 6 for those who might want to add comments. Verse number 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meek and gentle are often used interchangeably. Sometimes it will say meek, sometimes it will say gentle, meekness, gentleness. Galatians 5:22 is the fruit of the Spirit. And we won't read those again. We read them on the last gathering. Colossians 3:12 is something we put on. 1 Timothy 6:11, something we should be chasing. 2 Timothy 2:25, the way we should conduct ourselves. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The blessings of being meek is ownership of the earth. That's what the word says. Now we're up to verse number 6, where we will begin tonight and go into further detail. Verse number 6, Matthew 5, verse number 6. If any came on late, we're studying from Matthew chapter 5, the first 12 verses. We are now at verse number 6. Is everybody all right?
Yes. Yeah,
amen.
Bring it on.
Yes. Amen. I'm glad I hear you.
Callers, 47516.
Go ahead, say it.
We have callers with the last 47516 and 4757. We just want to say thank you for joining our study today, and we invite you to share whatever the Lord places on your heart to share. So you are welcome to speak at any time. This is open forum for discussion as well, okay?
All right.
So before we go any further, we are talking about the different faces of a blessing. How does a blessing look to you? And I want to hear from a couple of people. How does a blessing look to you? Anyone, briefly, tell us, how do you think a blessing, how does God's blessing look to you? How does God's blessing feel to you? What is a blessing to you? A couple of people, please let me hear from you.
I know for me, a blessing feels like a gift, you know, something that's unexpected and something that is free. And, you know, I'm not expected to give anything back because of it.
Mm.
And it brings great happiness. So that's what I think. I think of it as a gift during my day.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
That's great.
That is it. A blessing. Please do.
It's a happiness that's different from just being happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a greater happiness, a greater feeling of good.
Amen. Amen. Both of those are great. And let me ask us this. How does God's blessings make its way to us? Does God step down from heaven and just hand us a blessing? How does God's blessing make its way to us? It makes its way to us through us, right? We have to bless. When we bless each other, we are blessing each other on God's behalf a lot of times. Y'all agree?
Yes.
When we bless each other, we are blessing each other on God's behalf. You all have heard it say, we have no hands, we have no feet. So God uses us to bless each other. You know, there's a story about the older man sitting on the porch. And he didn't have any food. He didn't have any food in his refrigerator, and he prayed.
Huh.
He prayed, Lord, you know I'm hungry, and I don't have any food in my refrigerator. Lord, I pray that you would bless me with some food. And some young boys heard the elderly man praying. They were hiding in the bushes. And they said, what they decided they were going to do is they were going to make the man look like a fool, because they were going to go. They said to themselves, let's go buy some food and let's put it on the porch.
Huh.
And when the man comes out, he'll think that God provided the food, but silly him, little will he find out that we went and purchased the food and put it on the porch. So when the man came out, the man started shouting, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. You blessed me. I didn't know how this was going to work out, but you blessed me with all this food. And
man,
the boy jumped out of the bushes and said, you silly old man. The Lord didn't bless you with that. We went to the store and we purchased it and put it on your porch. But you know what? The joke's on them. Because God used them to bless the old man.
That's
they didn't
even
realize it. But the joke ends up being on them, because what the elderly man prayed for, God answered his prayer.
Sure did.
Although he
sure
used
did.
People who didn't even realize that they were being a blessing. They thought they were
like
being
the
ugly.
Song says, ordinary people. God used
ordinary
people. Yes.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
So always be looking, always be looking to bless somebody. And, you know, the flip side of that is we should always be looking to receive a blessing. Many people don't know how to receive a blessing.
Right.
You got to learn how to receive a blessing. It's just like a lot of people have a difficult time receiving a compliment.
Yes.
They don't know what to say. They get all, you know, nervous or shook up sometimes. We got to learn how to receive a blessing, and we have to learn how to be a blessing.
Yeah.
Again, we are talking about the different faces of a blessing. Matthew chapter 5, the first 12 verses. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns? We pause briefly.
Yeah. Yeah, you talked about learning how to receive a blessing. And I think it's almost an issue of self-esteem whether you accept that blessing or not, to think, am I worthy of this? You know, this is from God. Am I worthy of this? And if you don't feel worthy, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if a person gives you a gift and you're like, wow, thank you, but I don't deserve this. You have a hard time accepting it, if that makes any sense. And so,
makes a lot of sense.
It is a challenge to receive a blessing sometimes. And that's what I wanted to say.
Yes. This is Janet, right?
This is Janet.
You on fire. You know, when we used to play hide and seek and folks get close, you're not. And the closer we get,
okay.
You burn it up. Because you would almost be about to find the person where you are on fire. Because when you talked about, we sometimes don't feel as if we are worthy for God's blessing. You know, sometimes we can get in our way. We can have messed up, or we could have done something intentionally, and we don't feel worthy.
Mm-hmm.
We won't feel worthy. We'll feel like, Lord, I don't even deserve this. But we often forget that we serve a forgiving God. All we have to do is ask for forgiveness, and that makes us always worthy. Always worthy. But, yes, very good. Very good point that you just brought up. And thank you so much.
I think we are obligated to look to be blessed and also look to be a blessing. So as we're looking to be a blessing, because we've been blessed, we should be expecting blessings back. Not necessarily because we've done good, but because we know that all of our help comes from the Lord and all of our help goes to each other from the Lord as well. So whatever I do to bless you, God is allowing me to be able to do that with you. So we are appreciative to God for the many things that he has already allowed us to experience. And we don't want to lose sight of that. We want to make sure we understand that because we have been righteous, he's going to bless us, and he's going to take care of everything concerning us. And that's where the blessings come as well. So the Lord uses me to bless you and you to bless me. So all of the things that we do one for another, it is as a result of God's love operating through each of us.
Correct. And Sister Carolyn, Sister Inez, what I've done is, you know, people say, I bless you. I just say, hey, I receive that blessing because you don't know what God has in store for you. So receive it, you know, and be thankful for it because you don't know all that's within that blessing and what God has in store for you. So I just learned to say, I receive that because you don't know when the next time you'll get another blessing, and you don't know, you know, because I said, oh, you know, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve that, you know. And now it just says, I receive that. Someone says, you know, because then that disturbs the other person giving you the blessing. Oh, I don't deserve that. And so I just say, I receive it now. That's what I say.
I receive it. Amen. That's right. So we have to learn how to receive the blessing just like we have to learn how to receive a compliment.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
And most often when somebody compliments us, we'll say, oh, this whole thing, I've had this a long time, or this is whatever. But when somebody says something like, oh, you look nice today, then we need to just receive the fact that they said, you look nice today.
Amen.
And so we're grateful for all of our callers. We have callers with the last four, 9455, 7911, 7126, 4757, and 7516. So if any of you have something that you'd like to share, we want to hear from you. So just chime in at any time, okay?
Amen. Amen. And so we'll be pausing along the way to give opportunity to share comments or questions or concerns. And you all just open up another whole can of worms, because if we don't receive the blessings, I said earlier that God opens the window of heaven
and pours out a blessing.
And pours out a blessing that we won't be able to contain. God can open all of the windows in heaven and pour out all of the blessings God chooses to, but if we don't receive those blessings, all those blessings would have left heaven and end up returning to heaven if we don't receive the blessing.
Amen.
It's just like a quarterback throwing a pass to a receiver. If the quarterback can throw a perfect pass, but if the wide receiver, if the receiver don't receive the ball, don't catch the ball, then all the quarterback did was throw a perfect pass. Anybody follow me? Y'all might not know number football. But I'm always going to use some kind of sports analogy.
I'm following
like
you.
The windows of heaven, that just like the windows of heaven being open, and all these blessings are being rained down on us, and we don't receive them, because sometimes we might have an umbrella up. Just imagine the umbrella, and it's raining right now as I look outside. Sometimes when it rains and we open up an umbrella, then the water's not going to get on us, because the umbrella is going to deflect the water from getting on us. And it could be raining all around us, but it won't be raining on us, because the umbrella don't deflect. The umbrella is going to hinder the water from getting on us. Well, when the windows of heaven are open and all these blessings come showering down, if we don't receive these blessings, then the people around us might be receiving them. But if we don't receive the blessings that God has for us, it's just like we got an umbrella that's blocking the blessing.
Just like
so
the floodgates of heaven. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We want to receive these blessings.
Amen.
God wants us to receive these blessings. We're talking about the different faces of a blessing. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 12 verses, where Jesus was teaching his disciples. And in verse number 6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Hunger and thirst are two strong desires. It's one thing to say, give them a little lunchy. I can use a bite. It's another thing to say, I'm hungry. And I try to catch myself, because I say I'm hungry. Then I catch myself, boy, you really not hungry. You want something to eat. You can use something, but you're not hungry. Hungry and thirst are strong desires. In the scripture says in verse number 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what? For righteousness. Because if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, it says they shall be satisfied. Now watch this. Watch this, y'all. Righteousness is the condition of being in right relationship with God. Can I say that again? Righteousness is the condition of being in right relationship with God. Now, watch this again. This is important. We can do the right thing and still not be righteous. We can do the right thing. Now, I'm going to give you some examples. You give me some examples. That's how we learn. Because I certainly don't know it all. We can do the right thing and still not be righteous.
Well, I'll give you an example.
We love this in the Christian community. We love to feed
the hungry. We love to feed the homeless. So let's just suppose we are feeding the homeless during the set scheduled worship time. Well, that is right to feed the homeless, but it's not right to take God's worship time and go feed the homeless. So we want to be right in all things and at all times. And so when we're wrong, that is our opportunity to learn from it. Another example could be the Lord told us to give our tenth and our offering to the Lord, right? Well, we went and find someone who is in need, and we decide we're going to use the tenth and the offering to take care of that need for that particular individual. Well, we're out of order because he told us to bring it to the storehouse. And the storehouse is wherever we are receiving his word. But if I decide that, listen, this person doesn't have any shoes, I need to get them some shoes. Well, I don't need to get the shoes out of my tithes and offering. I need to get the shoes out of my extra money. So, again, these are examples of something being right but not righteous. So everything that is good is not righteous. So those are examples that I've been trying to give. Does anybody have any comments regarding the examples that I just shared?
I have a question. Go ahead, Inez.
Okay, because Sister Carolyn was saying that, you know, if you go out and feed the hungry during worship time, is that what you said, right?
Yes.
That's not correct. But then again, and I'm not trying to contradict or trying to stir up anything, but if you go out, you could be feeding them in a different way because, you know, the church is supposed to go out to feed and so not always have a building. So when you go out to feed, it's different types of feeding. Am I not correct?
You are correct. But we need to orchestrate that in a manner that does not take precedence over worship of God, because God created us to worship him. So he wants us to worship him and not worship others instead of him. So we can go out and worship with them. We can take a whole service to them. But we need to take that service. If we take the service to them during the time that we have worship of God, I think that's a little bit different. We would be still honoring God with our worship.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. But I was just wondering, I just wanted to have a clarification or verification of if I was understanding you properly.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you are.
Okay.
So we need to just make sure that whatever we're doing it in with everything in mind, that nothing that we do, no matter how important it may be or seem, nothing should go before our worship of God.
Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else?
I know Ms. Janet had something I think she wanted to say.
Well, okay. Part of me disagrees with what you said because I was part of a church for 20 years, the same church, and I found out towards the end that my money was being misused that whole time, that it was it wasn't going to where it was supposed to go. And it was being used for other things that weren't what I thought
church was
going to. And it was a big revelation. I mean, everybody worldwide found this out. It wasn't just me. And so, that was just one of the reasons why I stopped going. And right now, I feel like, well, I can give back to God by – even if I don't go to a church, which I don't right now, because anytime I try to, all the PTSD from the abuse from that church comes back to me. I mean, I can try to go to the nicest church whatsoever, and And I've tried it so many times, but within 2 weeks, all that abuse comes back on me and I can't handle it. So I don't go to a church right now. I just do my own mm-hmm. worship on Sundays. And actually, I worship every day. But my thing is, you know, my money was not, we found out that it was just absolutely not going to where we thought it was. And so now that I just worship on my own, I take some of the money that we get and just, I do that. I say, well, so-and-so needs a new pair of shoes. Let's give the money. Let's make sure this money is going to where it should go, if that makes any sense. Because my money wasn't going to the poor. It wasn't going to the poor like I thought it was. It wasn't going to support the churches overseas like I thought it was. It was going to other places, and it was all exposed. So now I make sure that we take part of our income here and give it out some way so that we know it's going to the people that need it. And I don't know if that's I feel like that's righteousness. Yeah. Also,
well, that makes
so
I think
go ahead. No, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, that makes what you were saying makes a lot of sense, but I want you to look at it this way and others. Mm-hmm. Once you give it, once it leaves your hands or leave your possession, you have done all you've been asked to do to receive your blessing. Your part has been done. Okay. You've been obedient. You've given it. Once you write the check, once you go in your pocket, but once you drop it in the collection plate, once you do whatever you do with it in a giving manner, then what happens to it after you give it is out of your control. And that's where those will have to answer and give an account. But once you give it, it's given in good faith, and your duty, your assignment is met.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, you're going to be blessed. But if they give it, if you give it in good vein and good, and they take it and they burn it up, you don't have no control over that.
Mm-hmm.
No control over that.
And the people who do such things will definitely be held accountable.
Yes.
Because God is going to take care of that.
Yes.
Because anything that we do when we are misleading and abusing the situation,
mm-hmm.
God is going to take care of us.
Yes.
Because we are supposed to take care. The tithe is supposed to take care of the financial needs of the ministry, the offerings, and the benevolence are specific to be able to take care of. The benevolence is to be able to take care of the needs of the people. So we want to make sure that we have a way of being able to do that, because the tithe is generated in such a way that it is to take care of what's going on in the house of God.
Yeah. So again, bottom line, hopefully that made this, I hope that was clear for you. Once it's given, then the person who's misusing it is going to be held accountable for the wrong that they have done with what belongs to the Lord. And then that's in the Lord's hands.
And it may seem like they have gotten away scot-free for years and years and more years, but I can tell you the Lord does not forget.
Mm.
And anything that we do, he is going to vindicate, because he says, what is it? Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So whatever we do in this body that goes against what the word instructs us to do, he's going to take care of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes we give the people who might be standing, on the corner or whatever, they might say they're hungry, need food, and we may go and buy them something to eat. And they may take the same food that was bought for them and go and sell it.
Throw it away.
Sell it for a can of cold beer or whatever. And then people say, well, I'm not going to give because you're not going to do what you say you're going to do to it with what I give you. again, that's not on us who are giving. You give out of the love of our heart, and if they take it and sell it, if they take it and throw it away, then that's going to be on them. But if we were moved to give, then we should give. What happens to it after that is out of our control.
And then the other thing I want to share is that the Lord's discerning spirit allows you to be able to see that, because the Lord does not expect us to also be ignorant. He wants us to know what's going on at all times so you can do what it is that you need to do. But even beyond that, that doesn't mean that just because it happened with that group that it's going to continue happening. So we have to learn how to have faith and trust again, and we can only do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. We're not going to be able to do it as easily in our own flesh, because we have things that we're dealing with as well, right? So the flesh may want to do something, or the spirit may want us to do something, but the flesh may be weak. This is why we have to pray for the help of the spirit to help us through that, because the main thing is that whatever you do, in word or deed, do it as though you're doing it unto the Lord. So when he tells us to do what it is that we need to do, and we've done our part, the rest is up to him. And he will fix the record that Carolyn misused and abused. He will fix the record for those who have gone before me or after me or that are yet to come. He will still fix all of those things, because the Lord does not want us to err in our judgment. We can make mistakes, but our mistakes have to be such that we're willing to fall on our knees and ask the Lord's forgiveness and ask people for their forgiveness. So whatever we do when we fall down, we need to make sure that we get it right as well.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for sharing that.
Amen.
Lessons from the Sermon on the Mount. And tonight's topic is the different faces of a blessing, Matthew chapter 5 and the first 12 verses. And we have read verse number 6. I'm going to read it again. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall receive. So we really want, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. So if we really want righteousness, God will give it to us. If we really want righteousness, if we really want to be righteous, God will not withhold that from us, because the word is clearly saying that.
And let it remind us of the scripture. Everybody in your extra time, if you will, read Psalm number 42. We had Psalm number 42 given to us in words of encouragement this morning in the prayer. And so as we read that, this is thirsting after righteousness. Psalm number 42, when it says, as the deer pants for water, for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. So when we're panting after God, we will get to a place of learning how to thirst for his righteousness, and his righteousness is found in his word. So as we meditate and spend time with God, we will be able to live out Psalm number 42. And even as we live it out, the Lord says he will take care of our souls. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I see yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. But just read the whole chapter within context, and it has 11 verses. And Sister Lil did a very marvelous job on explaining that to us and encouraging the intercessors in prayer this morning.
Amen. Amen. She certainly did. Amen. Verse number 7. Verse number 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 21 and 22. Matthew chapter number 18, verses number 21 and 22. And Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times. And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. And we are talking about mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 23. As I keep on reading, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle an account with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, master ordered him to be sold with his wife and his children and all the land that he had, and the payment be made. So watch this. The servant fell on his knees, and the servant begged, please have mercy on me. I will pay you everything. And out of the pity for him, the master of the servant released him, y'all, and forgave him. That's mercy. Another way, forgiveness is also mercy. Y'all know that? The master released him from what he was owed and forgave the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Now, he owed his servant 10,000. This person owed him 100 denarii. And so he seized the guy, and he began to choke and saying, pay what you owe me. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, please have patience with me. And he was saying the same thing earlier. Please have patience. Please show mercy to me. Please have patience with me, and I will pay you. And he refused, and he put him in prison until he could pay the debt. And when his fellow servants saw that what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported it to their master, all that had taken place. Then the master summoned him back and said to him, you wicked servant, I had mercy on you, for I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him over to the jailer until he should pay all of his debt. So also, my Heavenly Father will do to every one of us if you do not forgive your brothers from your heart. I read and said all that. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
And when we receive it, we're expected to extend it to someone else. So when the Lord has forgiven us our iniquities, we need to be in a place of forgiving other people in their iniquities as well.
That's right. She said it perfectly. One servant was shown mercy. And when the servant was shown mercy, in return, he didn't show mercy to someone he could have showed mercy to. Comments, questions, or concerns. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
Anybody on the line who has received mercy and then or has given mercy and then not seen that same mercy extended to them?
The question is being asked, maybe any listener who had received, can you think of an example? You may or may not want to share it. Can you think of an example where you have received mercy, you have given mercy, and then later may not be that mercy may not be in that same form, but later you gave mercy, and when mercy could have been shown to you, it wasn't. And I guess what we're speaking to is the example that we just read. Very good. All right, let's press on. Anytime anybody want to interject or jump in, you are welcome. The blessings for being merciful is that God will show us mercy. Now, you know what? That says a lot, because if the blessing for me being merciful is that God is going to show me mercy, that's huge, because I always want God to show me mercy. I don't ever want to get in a position where my life is such that God can't show me mercy. The blessings for being merciful, if I'm merciful to someone else, then the blessings that I'm, this is, we talk about the many phases of a blessing. If I show mercy to someone else, then the blessings, my blessings is going to look like God showing mercy on me. And that's huge, y'all. All of us stand in need of that. All of us stand in need of God's mercy. If we don't think we need it today, all we have to do is keep living. And certainly we will need God's mercy. So that's why we need to keep showing mercy. We need to keep forgiving people. And our Heavenly Father. Doesn't one of the scriptures say, you know, if we don't forgive, then our Heavenly Father who's in heaven will not forgive us. Verse number 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you take this as it is written, if we want to see God, blessed are the pure in heart. If we want to see God, then we got to do something with these hearts of ours. In order for us to have a pure heart, God must do surgery. Can I repeat that? In order for us to have a pure heart, God must do surgery. Because all of our hearts are corrupted from the very beginning. Everything that is not like God must be removed and replaced with the Holy Spirit. In order for us to have a pure heart, God has to do surgery. Everything that's in us that's not like God, God has to remove. Hear me good now. I said God has to remove. Somebody might say, well, I can remove what's not good in me, my own self. No, you can't. Because if we could remove what's not good in us, our own self, in a lot of instances, it would already be gone.
That we don't even know what's in our own heart.
We don't even know what's in our own heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those with a pure heart will see God. Comments regarding verse number, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those with a pure heart will see God.
Yeah, I have a comment.
Please share.
Yeah, I have a daughter who's, she's 23, or she's going to be 23, and she has autism. So she has a social age of about a 10-year-old. And she lives with us, and I look at her sometimes because she's so innocent in the things that she says. And I feel like, wow, the world hasn't spoiled her at all, hasn't tainted her. And she's just like a small child. And it really is convicting to me because I think this is what God sees. This is what God wants, just that innocence of a child and
absolutely.
The things that they say. So that's what I wanted to share.
Amen. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Because in other words, because of sin, when sin came into the world, then we all were born with a sin nature. If it was not for sin, we would all have started with a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
And so the example that you gave reminded me of that clean slate that all of us started with. Because did you see your daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Daughter,
uh-huh.
Your daughter is innocent, as you said. Innocent, hadn't been,
mm-hmm.
you know, just
tainted by the world.
Hadn't been tainted by the world.
Right.
And
yeah.
that's a good example because
mm-hmm.
I believe that's how the Lord wants us all. But the influences of the world comes into
mm-hmm.
all of our lives. And a lot of times
Amen.
They come into our lives from our own family members. And, you know, right in we get influenced
Amen.
From our family, our neighbors. And we get negatively influenced a lot of times. That's good. That's good. Blessed. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So
Ronnie,
how do we get our hearts to be?
Ronnie,
go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Please.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
We have a couple people that don't quite understand that they can just jump in and talk. So let me run through the list with everybody and see. Caller ending in 9455, tell us where you're from and go ahead and make your comment if you would like.
Amen.
Oh, well, I'm from Dallas, Texas, but I don't have a comment. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you for joining in. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Caller 7126, please tell us where you're from. And if you have a comment, please go ahead.
This is Rel Leo. How are you, Sharon?
How are you, Sister Leo?
I'm kind of under the weather, but I'm here, praise the Lord. And yeah,
amen,
I've been listening, and I'm just waiting till the end. But since you asked concerning the blessings that Reverend Rodney was speaking of, I heard physical blessings, but I did not hear any physical blessings that were spoken of. He did speak on forgiveness, but I hear mercy and grace. The Holy Ghost is a gift working with us, allowing us to wake up daily. That's a mighty gift. Justification, Jesus, is a gift. God's love is a gift. All of those, to me, are considered gifts and blessings. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the lesson, Reverend Rodney. You keep right on doing what you're doing. I hear Reverend Carolyn in the background assisting, and I'm just letting my body feed on the word so it can get better.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what you do. That's what you do. That's what you do. And
okay,
as you continue, Sharon, remember we are talking about the different faces of a blessing. So what Reverend Lil just spoke of is the different faces of a blessing. Continue, Sharon.
Amen. Caller ending 7516, tell us where you're from and make your comment if you would like. 7516, thank you for joining us. Continue listening, and anytime you would like to speak, go right ahead. Caller 8141, please tell us where you're from and your name. I think that's Carolyn or Dadit. Okay, Dadit 8238,
Rodney,
tell us where you're from and your name.
Yeah, I'm 8238, Janet.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm
tell
here
us
in
where
Indiana,
you're from.
Southern Indiana. Oh, I'm here in Southern Indiana. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
It's like, do you know where you are? Okay. Caller 7911, please tell us your name and where you're calling from and give your comment if you would like.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can now.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I was having problems with my phone. This is Pastor B. I'm thoroughly enjoying everything.
Pastor B, go ahead again a little louder. Tell us your name and where you're from, and go ahead and make your comment if you would like.
Yes, I was just saying, my name is Pastor B. I am from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I'm just grateful to have been invited to join the discussion and to be a participant. I mean, I am I'm blessed by this topic on tonight. Thank you so much for inviting me.
We're grateful to have you. Thank you. I think I went through everybody once again. I'll go back to 7911. You want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from? Okay, I believe that was Inez. You must be working. But go ahead, Carolyn, and take the floor.
Yes, that is Inez.
Amen. We want to thank all of our callers for being a part of this study on tonight. So as we move forward, verse number 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. God wants us to be peacemakers. Watch this, y'all. Peacemakers will sacrifice for the sake of peace. Peacemakers will sacrifice for the sake of peace. Peacemakers will take a back seat for the sake of peace. Peacemaker will go the extra mile for the sake of peace. God wants us to be peacemakers. Oh, we had churches full of peacemakers. Just imagine if all of our churches were full of peacemakers. You know, everybody want to be recognized at the end of the program. Everybody want to be recognized. Well, I fold the napkin. I fill up the lemonade cup. I fry the chicken. And at the end of the day, if they don't mention what I did, that becomes an issue. Well, peacemakers will take a back seat for the sake of peace. Peacemakers will sacrifice for the sake of peace, and peacemakers will go the extra mile for the sake of peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. We don't want to be called sons and daughters of God. Well, then we got to become peacemakers. We have to stop being such hellions. How you say it? We have to stop being hellions and become peacemakers. Instead of, you know, back in the day when I was in grade school and a fight broke out, we used to run to the fight instead of away from the fight. We used to want to see the fight. Peacemakers should be trying to run away from the fight. Those of us who are running to the fight, we're going to encourage the people who are fighting to fight more, because we're going to get around them and we're going to cheer them on. But peacemakers will run away from the fight, and that's how we are called sons and daughters of God, if we are peacemakers. And God wants all of us to be peacemakers. Yeah. Any comments about peacemakers? Blessed are the peacemakers.
Yes.
They shall
they
be called
shall
sons.
All the children of
shall
God.
Be called sons and daughters of God. It's not easy being a peacemaker.
No. Nope.
But can I say it again? It's not
Please
easy
do.
Being a peacemaker. But if we it's not easy, but if we can, the reward is great. They will be called sons of God. It's not easy to be a peacemaker, but if we can be peacemakers, the reward is great. And that great reward is who we will be called.
Amen.
Who we belong to. Amen. Amen. We doing good? We're going to get through. 67.
Yeah.
Verse number 10. Please comment if you feel the Spirit of the Lord urging you to. What you say might be the very thing that bless somebody else, because we don't have
Amen.
All of the answers. We don't have all of what God is trying to say to us. God shares with all of us what God is trying to say to all of us. So what
Amen.
You may have to say might be that very thing that bless somebody. And what you may have to say may be that very thing that allows somebody to be set free. Blessed, verse number 10, blessed are those who are persecuted
for righteousness' sake.
For theirs is the kingdom.
And that's what I was referencing when I made mention of the missionaries in Iraq.
Yeah.
That they are persecuting them.
Yeah,
so
that's
much.
What she was mentioning. That's what she was mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And I'll go ahead and read the final verses as well, and we'll talk about the last 10, 11, and 12 together. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse number 11, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Let's talk about this. Some blessings are direct blessings, and some blessings are indirect blessings. This is an indirect blessing. Watch verse number 11 says. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute. In other words, blessed are you when other folk talk about you. Blessed are you when other folk mistreat you. Blessed are you when other folks steal from you and do harm to you. Blessed are you. But the key is when all of that's happening on Jesus' account. When it happens on Jesus' account, then it says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. So this is an indirect blessing. Reverend Lil, this is not a direct blessing. Sharon, this is not a direct blessing. This is an indirect blessing. When folk think they're hurting you, when folk think they're hurting you, God is going to end up helping us when people think they're hurting us. That's what we call an indirect blessing. Blessed are those when folk do them wrong. Your reward, rejoice when people do you wrong. Rejoice. Now, if it's happening in the name of Jesus, if they're doing you wrong because you did them wrong, that's a whole nother ball game. But if they're doing you wrong in the name of Jesus Christ, if they're doing you wrong in the name of Jesus, then the scripture says rejoice. Then you can rejoice and be glad, for your reward is going to be great in heaven. So we don't have to always put our dukes up. We don't have to always go get our pistol. We don't have to always try to get back. Oh, because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. So somebody's gonna do something that you don't like. It's not tonight, first thing in the morning. I'm not prophesizing. I'm just saying. Either tonight or first thing in the morning. I guarantee you before 12 o'clock tomorrow, somebody's going to do something, say something that's going to rub you the wrong way. If you're trying to live for the Lord, and the text says, blessed are you, that's an indirect blessing. Because folk talk about you, that's when God is telling us to rejoice. And certainly be glad, for our reward is great in heaven. And you know what? They persecuted the prophets. They talked about the prophets. And you know what else? They persecuted Jesus Christ. They talked about Jesus Christ. They even took Jesus Christ and hung Jesus on a cross. And Jesus Christ did nothing. Hung him on a cross until the life ran out of his body. Not because they took his life, because he gave it up.
And then ask
folk, do you
the Lord
wrong
to forgive him.
Folk do you wrong. Folk do you bad. Can't say it no plainer than that. When they do you wrong, when they do you bad, rejoice and be glad. Reward is great in heaven.
Amen.
As we wrap up, questions, comments, concerns, anything that needs to be said, we all can say it now. We have concluded. We have concluded this portion. In the faces of a blessing. First 12 verse.
I want to thank you for the lesson. That was a good lesson. Real good lesson.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Good lesson. Mm-hmm. It was right on time. Right on time.
Now we're going to have an invitation and extend Christ to any who need Christ. All of us need Christ, but someone might be on the line who have not made Christ their choice. And because they've not made Christ their choice, we're giving you the opportunity to make him your choice right now, because we know that it is never
too early, but it certainly can be too late. So we want to make sure that we have everybody on the line who have made Jesus their choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to, because even as we're talking about all of the rewards of these many faces of blessing, these many mm-hmm. faces of blessings are for those who are in Christ Jesus, who have already made yeah. that decision. Because it takes knowing who Christ is and letting Christ live in us in order for mm-hmm. these things to be activated for us to do. So we just can't do them in and of ourselves. We got to do them with Christ.
With them.
And through right. him and with his Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Are all of you in agreement
Amen.
With that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's yeah. great. It's just a real simple, it's a real Amen. Simple prayer that we can pray to help us accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And so why don't we all just pray this prayer together? Because it doesn't matter how many times you do it. The main thing is making sure we get it what? Right.
Right.
So it doesn't matter whether we've done it before. You can do it again. And so I'm going to ask all of us if you will repeat the prayer that I'm going to lead us in right now. Amen. Are we in agreement? Yep.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess that I am a sinner.
I confess that I am a sinner.
I confess I'm a sinner. And I need your forgiveness.
And I need your forgiveness.
I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
I thank you
for dying on the cross for my sins.
Today I turn from my sins.
Today I turn from my sins.
And I invite you into my heart as my personal Savior.
And
I invite
you
into my heart
as
my
personal Savior.
I am willing to follow and obey you as Lord of my life.
I am willing to follow and obey you as Lord of my
life.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for forgiving my
sins.
And giving me eternal life.
And giving me
eternal life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Salvation belongs to us, so we can record this date as a decision for Christ made by each of us. And it will be today that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you did it for the first time, or if you're doing it as a recommitment and rededication, it would still stand the same. So let me make sure I know. If you will, please give me your name, and I will ask you to send your address in the chat, and I can send you a pamphlet. So we have Miss Inez, we have Sharon, and we have Miss Janet. We got Pastor B. We have Sister Eileen, Reverend Rodney, Reverend Carolyn, Reverend Leo,
Reverend Eric.
Anybody else that I missed?
Reverend
Please
Steele.
Give me your name. Huh?
Arcola Dove.
Say that again.
Urquilla Dove.
Urquilla Dove. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay, Urquilla Dove. Urquilla Dove. Okay, thank you, Urquilla, for being here today. Amen.
Yes,
we praise God for you as well. Thank you, Reverend Eric. Thank you, Reverend Neal. Thank you for Reverend Rodney. Thank you, Sister Eileen. Thank you, Pastor B. Thank you, Ms. Janet. Thank you, Ms. Sharon. Thank you, Ms. Inez. And Eileen, do you have anybody else with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Praise God. So if you will send the contact form with your address, I will mail you a pamphlet called So Great a Salvation, and it will be telling us what happened to us when we gave our lives to Christ. And the Lord will help you walk through some scriptures, and you will be well on your way. We've got a few other booklets that we will include in the packet. Can I get you to please put your address in the contact form so that we can send you this? Not because we want to be hounding you or asking you for anything other than we want to send this information to you, okay? Yes. Well, again,
yes.
We thank God for each of you being on the line today.
Amen.
Sharon has another song that we are going to play, and it's The Lord is Blessing Me. Do you feel like you've been blessed through this study?
Yes.
Amen. So now we're going to hear The Lord is Blessing Me right now. Right now. Amen.
Now.
He woke us up
bless
this morning.
Me.
And started us on
started
our way.
Started us on our way. Yes.
Amen. Dear, listen to the words of the song.
Oh, I need to find me.
said the Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's early in the morning, but I just thank God for waking me up this morning. Just for starting me on my way. He's a good God. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Go on. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I'm going to trust you and obey. And when the Spirit, when it speaks to me, with my heart I'll agree. Yes, Lord, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Come across it. I'll say yes. Lord. To your will. Hallelujah. I'll say yes. Lord, yes. I'm going to trust you. Come on, fill me up right here. Come on, say, when your spirit, when it speaks to me, with my whole heart, yeah, and my other will, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's take it all through for a minute. Open up your mouth and say, yeah.
Strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.